Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. And so if there's any comment or question that you have concerning something that we say on the program, we'd like to hear from you. Or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject and you've been studying and would like for us to spend time and study it on the program. Let us hear from you. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. You know, several years ago now, Kitty Kaelin, a popular singer in her day, had a hit record called Little Things Mean a Lot. It was a very simple lyric, and it affirmed that little things in life and love are the things that really mean the most, and how true it is. Everything we do is connected to small, simple, little things. Life itself is composed of little things. Days are composed of hours. Hours are composed of minutes. And minutes are composed of seconds. The ocean is only drops of water. The beach is only grains of sand. So who would dare to deny that little things certainly indeed mean a lot? So with understanding that to be the case, let us also understand that a little careless moment can mean a lifetime of sorrow. You know, I know of no one who ever set out deliberately to become an alcoholic. He just took a drink, then another, and another, and so on, until he woke up one morning addicted to alcohol. One thing is sure, nobody ever became an alcoholic who never took the first drink. See, little things do mean a lot. And the same is true of many problems in the church today. You know, I never knew any Christian who just woke up one Sunday morning and decided that from that day forward, they were not going to attend the services of the church. It happens gradually, a little miss at a time. See, they first miss a little before he misses a lot. But one thing's sure, however, the person who just won't allow anything to stand in his way of attending the services will never become a backslider regardless. His attendance will always be what it should be. The fact is, little things do mean a lot. Something else about little things. Little words can do great harm. You know, some people don't even try to harness the power of their tongue. They just sort of throw their minds into neutral and then they let their tongues idle on. But did you know that wars have been started by just a small, poorly chosen word? Great men have been destroyed because of someone's unguarded word. A small word that's born of envy, anger, or covetousness is so great that it can destroy a person whose reputation is taking them a lifetime to make. You know, I don't know of a single person who would openly admit to being a gossip. And yet they are around. Some folks are seemingly not happy until they're telling about some sort of tale about somebody. And it isn't strange that an experienced gossip can take some good thing that's happened to somebody and make a bad thing, even of that. And do you not think it odd that when someone else spreads a tale, he's a gossip, but when I tell it, it becomes a simple matter of fact? Well, we need to guard this little member of our body. We need to guard it very, very carefully, because James tells us in James chapter 3. In fact, let's go to James chapter 3. Let's start reading verse 2. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body. Look also at ships. Although they are so large and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder wherever the pilot desires. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a force a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body, and sets on fire the course of nature, and it sets on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed, and has been tamed by mankind. But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men, who are made in the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceed blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. What a chapter on the tongue, and yet it helps us to see. It's a small member among the rest of the members of our body, but all the trouble that it can stir and the trouble that it can make for us. In fact, Jesus made a statement in Matthew. Let's turn there and look at chapter 12 and read verses 36 and 37. Jesus says, "But I say to you, that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." So we're talking about something that may seemingly be small, but do we not see the great consequences that are made to hang in the balance just over the matter of little words that we speak? In that day of judgment, it's something to think about. In the day of judgment, we could very well be either justified and be allowed to go to heaven because of our words, or we can be condemned and go to hell because of our words. Truly amazing. Something else. A little care can grow into great good. You know how great it is to have people who have even a small amount of care for others. But how much greater if there were more people who care enough for the souls of lost men to tell them of the Savior. For instance, if each person cared enough about lost souls to bring just one person to Christ in the next 12 months, the church would double in size the next year. This can be accomplished. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 2, we read in verse 2, "The things that you've heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." Friends, getting people to become Christians happens just one person at a time. And what is that? Personal spiritual growth comes about in small increments. It takes place a little at a time. But see, a person has to first begin and then keep on keeping on if he is to do what Peter said in 1 Peter 3 and verse 18, and that is to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. See, just a little Bible knowledge each day throughout the week, and each week throughout the year, will contribute to spiritual maturing. In fact, we see the process explained to us. Look over in 1 Peter, in chapter 2, let's begin our reading with verse 1. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. See, God's word has been described here as milk. In other places, it's described as meat. And we can relate to that. And especially as the way that Peter says that we're to desire, as newborn babes, we're to desire the sincere milk of the word. We know that when we came into this world from our mother's womb, we had to be fed milk. We couldn't digest meat and vegetables. We had to have milk. But that was a part of the growth. And so there are those aspects of God's word that are milk. They're easy to understand. They're easy to apply as we begin in our search for obeying and being submissive unto God. But then as we are to continue to grow, do we continue as a child to feed milk? No, we know better than that. We gradually have come to the point where we become to digest solid foods. And that helps us in continuing that process of physically growing. And the same is true spiritually. We digest those aspects of God's word that is milk, but that's to help to ensure as we continue to grow that we can continue to grow the other heavier, meatier matters of God's law until we grow to maturity, just as we hope to grow to be an adult if we are a human being. See, you have to try hard, a little at a time. And the work of the Lord is the most important work on earth. But that work will not be accomplished with big schemes, great promotional projects, nor will it be done with bedazzling entertainment or feel-good preaching. It'll be accomplished one day at a time, a little at a time. But one thing needs to be realized. Every person is part of this work. And every one of us must be about the doing of it. One day at a time, one person at a time. Fact is, if we will take care of the little things, the big things will take care of themselves. We need to be impressed that truly little things mean a lot. And as we close our study, let's look at Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Thank you for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we turn you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.